Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Sampolis. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast today. We have VBA CEO Jeff Hollowood joining us today. Thank you, Jeff, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Maria.
For those of you that don't know, VBA is Vision Benefits of America. It's an insurance plan. Jeff, can you, for our listeners, tell us a little more about VBA?
Sure, Maria. So VBA, we were founded back in 1965 as a nonprofit corporation by independent optometrists here in the state of Pennsylvania. Back then, VBA was known as Vision Service Associates. So we were actually VSA. And over the last 55 years, there's been some organizational changes and some name changes. For a while there, we were VSP of Pennsylvania. But today, we remain a 501c4 nonprofit here. We've also branched out from Pennsylvania over those years. We're a small regional carrier here in the Mid-Atlantic. We operate in Ohio, New Jersey, Delaware, West Virginia, Maryland, and Missouri. And last year, we just got licenses in Michigan, North Carolina, and Indiana. So proud to say that we're growing and expanding our reach. So it's an exciting time for us here at VBA.
You know, one of the great things that VBA has come out with is emergency assistance. Can you tell our audience about the Pennsylvania Optometric Emergency Assistance Program? Like, who is eligible, the criteria, why the program started, when, how long can participating providers have to pay back the loan? This is all great stuff you guys are doing for the industry.
Sure. So when we started seeing, especially here in Pennsylvania, when our governor, Governor Wolf, closed all non-essential businesses and started placing restrictions on elective medical procedures, obviously optometrists and optometric practices were impacted very severely, as we all know. As I've told you before, my wife is an office manager for an optometric practice here in Pittsburgh. And so I got to see a unique kind of insight into how these orders and closures were affecting her practice. And as a nonprofit, you know, we don't have to worry about shareholders or some corporate entity worrying about earnings and returns. We're lucky enough that we get to focus on our mission. And our mission is, you know, basically we're here to make sure that we can improve the human experience by utilizing innovative models of service delivery and advocacy to reduce barriers to high quality eye care. So what further can fulfill our mission than doing something like this program to help doctors and optometric practices that are being so roughly impacted at this time? So what we came up with, the Pennsylvania Optometric Emergency Assistance Program, which is a mouthful, what it is I've set aside $1 million in funds and no interest loans to practices here in Pennsylvania. So what we're doing is applicants who did at least about $15,000 with us in 2019, we decided to open the door to a series of different loans, a $10,000 loan, a $15,000 loan, $25,000 loan. Those loans are all interest free, no repayments at all until January of next year. Then once January of next year hits, basically what we do is we put a credit on your account, and then future jobs that you do for VBA members and patients, you simply work off that $25,000 or whatever it may be that we loan to you over the next 2 years, completely interest-free. So the great thing is you don't have to write us a check ever. You're just working away at it. You don't have to remember, I got to owe VBA this money this month. And at the end of 2022, if there's a balance, if your practice is, you know, slowed down and you're not doing the volume you used to do and you weren't able to pay us back, then we're going to forgive those loans 100%, and any remaining balances will basically be wiped off your account. So we thought that was a great way to get cash flow into people's hands right now, because obviously cash flow is a big issue. That's why the PPP is out there. That's why there's all these types of loans to help small business owners. And, you know, getting this cash flow today and not having to worry about, you know, predatory interest rates, repayment plans, and all that other kind of stuff. I just challenged myself to come up with a way to make something that would be really flexible and a really good way to get our doctors cash now without worrying about the future.
Wow, this is a great loan and a great program that you put together. My career focus has been on corporate optometry. I understand that corporate optometrists are not involved in this program. Can you tell me more about the loan qualifications and why certain groups like practices outside of Pennsylvania and corporate optometry don't qualify at this point?
Sure. You know, the biggest thing we have here, my biggest challenge is limited resources, right? We have 60 employees, and we serve 1 million members in our states that we operate in. To kind of give you some perspective, our competitors may have 50 to 80 million covered lives, and they may operate with 5,000 to 20,000 employees. So we're a small guy in the room, and I certainly don't have the resources that they have. But, you know, $1 million is nothing to sneeze at. We certainly hope so. And so with that $1 million, we had to figure out, you know, what do we want to do with this? How can we do the most good possible? And we have 12,000 providers in our network. And if I was to give $1 million split, you know, 12,000 different ways, then it's not going to make an impact in anybody's lives. So we had to start coming up with some ways to pare that down to who was eligible. Basically, being a nonprofit here in Pennsylvania, we decided that was the first way to go ahead and do that and just limit it geographically. Pennsylvania is our home. It's our base. It's our largest network. The most operations that we have are all here. So then from there, we have about 1,600 unique providers in Pennsylvania. And we wanted to pare that down as well. We didn't want to get into a situation where we were giving out, you know, $1,000, $1,000 loans. And we looked at some volumes, some higher numbers. So, you know, we would reduce some administrative cost, and we wanted loans that would make a difference, not a $1,500 loan or a $1,000 loan. So loans of $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 were where we thought could do a nice amount of impact. And so we narrowed that pool of potential candidates down. And, you know, at this point, it was easier for us to think of a plan where we were doing business with independent practices that have accounts with us, that have physical operations with us, rather than trying to track down, you know, perhaps a corporate optometrist who may be leasing a space or maybe having a different arrangement in paying an individual. So for the first iteration of the program, dealing with a brick-and-mortar optometric practice was the easiest way for us to do this. Now, I'll tell you this, we haven't, you know, exhausted the funds of the program yet, and we're always thinking about new ways of how we can improve it. We've had a ton of great feedback on it. Whether we expand it outside of Pennsylvania is what I'm looking at right now, and, you know, certainly lowering the thresholds to smaller practices and even corporate optometrists is not off the table at this point right now. So we're going to keep all of our options open and see how much of an impact we can do. And you know, we're always looking to see whoever we can help. But for right now, I think the first iteration, this is limiting it to independent practices, was pretty much the easiest way for us to do it at this point.
How did you get the loan program set up so quickly?
So we're a small company. Like I said, it's 60 employees. We had a board of directors meeting, first ever virtual board of directors meeting on March 26th. And that's right when the time, you know, closure orders were happening right there in the middle of March. So this was all kind of getting new to everyone. And this is, I brought this to a matter of new business to my board of directors at that meeting. And they loved it. Our board of directors, as a nonprofit, we have 9 board of directors. 3 of those are optometrists here in the state of Pennsylvania. And when the optometrists heard about the idea and the plan, they were thrilled and excited for it. And we knew that once we got their blessing that we were going to have to act quickly. So being a small company, and it also helps that I'm an attorney, practicing attorney. So preparing all the legal paperwork and preparing all the loan documents and the applications, it kind of helped to have me being able to do that myself, a lot of it myself in my time. And I got an awesome staff here, and we made this our number one focus. I mean, after we closed our office and created a work from home, mandatory work from home, the next thing was we got to knock this loan program out because we have to get the funds out quickly.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of optometrists appreciate your effort and extra time that you put into this, especially with you doing the legal work. I would imagine there was some regulatory or other obstacles that you probably had. How did it navigate the order to offer the program?
Sure. That's, you know, the unique thing. I mean, who's doing, you know, no interest loans that you can forgive to providers in an insurance company's network? You know, I think when we started running by this all to all the powers that be, they're like, well, why would you do this? And what if you never get the money back? And so it was something different, right? As a nonprofit, we have to be careful because our optometrists here in Pennsylvania, you know, elect our board of directors, right? So are we giving an excess benefit to someone who has substantial control over the organization and violating or jeopardizing our nonprofit status? So that was a big concern that we had to make sure that we weren't jeopardizing our nonprofit status when all we were trying to do was something good for the community, helping doctors and helping residents who need eye care. So, you know, that was a little bit tricky to navigate. And the other thing, too, is we're regulated by the Pennsylvania Department of Insurance. And so they were kind enough to get on very quick conference calls with us. And I can't thank them enough. I mean, you could hear stories about other departments of insurance, and you may wait, you know, months to get somebody on the phone. But to their credit, we had the deputy insurance commissioner on the phone with us with, you know, maybe 10 other lieutenants there listening to us talk about the program, making a pitch to it, and running it by them, because they have substantial oversight over how we invest our money, what we do with our money, making sure that we are adequately funded to pay claims and those types of things. So without the insurance department really hopping on calls and being super responsive to this, we couldn't have pulled this off. So much of the credit goes to them for understanding what we were doing and why we were doing it. You know, we have something here in Pennsylvania called the PCRA, the Community Reinvestment Act. And through that Community Reinvestment Act, every year we make sure that we're showing the government why we are a nonprofit. Well, you know, what are we doing for the community? Why are we a 501c4? Why do we have this status? You know, what are we doing as an insurance company to help the community beyond our services that we're providing? And we have a foundation that we created in 2007 called the Pennsylvania Vision Foundation. We give thousands of, to date, I think about 6,000 different Pennsylvania residents have received free exams and also have been able to get glasses and contact lenses through our program. So we do a lot in the community beyond, you know, what you may think of from, you know, low-cost vision insurance. And so this program goes hand in hand with our Vision Foundation and with our responsibilities under the PCRA, because really this is about communities and employers and employees and small businesses. And, you know, we're super proud to be able to do something like this. And again, the government aspect, the regulatory people, all the oversight that we have on us, I mean, they couldn't have been better helping us navigate all the hurdles to get to where we are today.
Can you give us some information regarding the number of participants and the total amount of loans distributed?
Yeah, sure. So we kicked this off April 13th, we had our first announcement, and we had an email blast out to providers that we had decided determined were primarily eligible for the program. So in that, you know, since last Monday, we've been able to approve 26 loans. Those 26 loans have totaled over $450,000 to date. And like I said, we're only 10 days into the program, and we've nearly hit $500,000 in loans going out to small businesses. So we're thrilled with the impact and the response so far. Yeah. We're looking forward to it, keeping going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty big. In 10 days, that's a lot of money. I mean, do you have any plans to increase the scope or the funds to this program?
So with $500,000... Yeah, so with $500,000 left, my intent is to see how much more activity it gets. And based on how much money we have remaining, I'll consider a geographic expansion of the program. lowering the thresholds for applicants. We've had a lot of people inquire that missed out on those thresholds. They may only do $10,000 a year with us or $5,000 a year with us. So we got a line of people that need the money, that are asking for the money, but don't qualify right now. So my goal would be to make sure that every last dollar of this program is distributed, and we can easily do that with reducing the thresholds. But the next best thing would also be is increasing the amount that we have and committing additional funds to this program, because it has had such a huge impact and great response. So we know it's something that's, you know, by the utilization that we're seeing already in this short period of time, it's clearly something that it's necessary.
It is. It is. Where can our listeners get more information about your program?
So our website is vbaplans.com. And they can email us at relief, R-E-L-I-E-F, at vbaplans.com. Be more than happy to take any emails, phone calls, whatever we can do to get the word out. And certainly appreciate you spreading the word as well.
Yeah, this is so great for the industry. And hopefully, you know, other vision plans will respond. What would you like to see from other vision plans in response to the outbreak of COVID?
Sure. And you know what? Not even just other vision plans. You know, I put my spin on our article on LinkedIn, in an announcement. And really what I want to do is challenge everybody, other vision carriers, whether, you know, we're talking about you know, everyone up and down the industry, whether you're a laboratory, a manufacturer, a vision carrier, whatever you are, if you operate in that space, what can you do? You know, we're a small little regional player in the industry, and we are able to commit substantial funds to helping people out. What can anybody else do? I hopefully we can do some small, you know, push or inspiration for somebody else to do a program like this or come up with their own type of program in the vision industry and beyond, because there's small businesses everywhere that could really use assistance. And there are corporations and nonprofits and plenty of people out there that can help. And if you can, I just hope that you do.
Yeah, I think the industry has come together. You know, this is something new that's never happened before. But I think we should see a lot more push now. And I think this should inspire a lot of other industry players that are larger that can do more, and kind of give back to whether it's independent or corporate optometrists, because that, you know, it's the optometrists that, you know, will help their products be sold, will help, you know, see the customers that have the vision plans. And helps the industry go around as well. I mean, we're all in this together. And I applaud VBA being such a small company, being able to have a lot of funds out there and hopefully, you know, setting the trend for the next wave of help to optometrists in the industry.
Absolutely, Maria. I mean, you know this as well as I. You know, managed vision care companies are nothing without their providers and their optometrists. Corporate, independent, and all the like. You know, that's what we do. We're all in this together to provide services to our ultimate end user, the customer, and to get people and improve their lives so that they can see better and have better lives. And, you know, if these doctors and optometrists are suffering and are financially impacted, you know, and you can help, then absolutely any way you can. You know, we hope that people all come together and figure out, you know, other innovative ways that they could do something similar to what we did.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Jeff. If anyone likes to email to find out more information, it's relief@vbaplans.com. You can also feel free to reach out to me, and if I can connect you to anyone else, I'm happy to do that. It's corporateoptometry@gmail.com. Thank you again, Jeff.
Maria, thank you so much. I appreciate it.